You've heard the quote that said, if you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always got. But here's the reality. If you keep doing what you've always done, you're not going to keep getting what you've always gotten. You're going to get less.
All right, it's time for The Growth Show. This week, a must-listen-to episode with our special guest, Tom Ziegler, proud son of the legendary Zig Ziegler. He makes an announcement on our show about the launch of something amazing that you will not want to miss, and he also gives what I could say is probably the ultimate formula for growing your business. All of that and lots more with Tom Ziegler today on The Growth Show.
Oftentimes, it's the ones that are successful loved what they did so they could persevere when, you know, when it got really tough. And the ones that didn't love it, quit.
I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which was that you can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Welcome to the most indispensable show for people doing the hard work of growing your business. It's the marketing podcast by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. Welcome to Grow the Dream.
Welcome to The Growth Show, Episode 6. David Johnson here. I'm glad you're listening again. This is the show where we help you, the small business owner, the member of a small business team, grow. That's what we do. Right, Josh?
We have six of these already?
Six of these. Yeah, absolutely.
This is number six right here.
Yeah. And my co-host today, as always, are Rod Thompson, 30-year veteran journalist and messaging guru. Rod, good to have you back.
Always good.
And Josh Muccio, who's the whiz kid, entrepreneur, technologist, host of The Daily Hunt. How's that going?
Yeah, don't get me started on The Daily Hunt. Crazy stuff going on.
Hey, that's good, man. Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great show. I enjoy it.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. But even more exciting today, guys, I'm thrilled about this today. We have a guest again, which is always fun. But our guest today is Tom Ziegler, son, proud son of the legendary Zig Ziegler. Tom, how are you doing today?
Well, the David Johnson, I'm doing better than good.
The David Johnson.
Of course you're better than good. You know, I can't go anywhere with Tom without being introduced as the David Johnson. Thank you for that, Tom, by the way.
Well, it's always good to have a memorable Twitter handle, so there you go.
It is, and you guys actually used a similar formula, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we've got the Zig Ziegler on Twitter. And learn from you, man. You're the best.
You crack me up, man.
Do you have the certified little check mark thing, the blue seal,
the verified follower?
I don't know. We didn't go there. We might have. I have to go back and check. I can't even remember.
I mean, Zig's a big enough name. He deserves a little certified check so that no impersonators can get away with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We do on Facebook. We're almost at 3 million likes on Facebook, so we got that one covered.
You know, you guys on Facebook are like the gold standard of what to do. And I want to say this because your engagement is always off the charts. You know, we try to tell small business owners and small business teams, you use your Facebook page, you got to get engagement. Tom, what do you have to say about that? You guys have like unbelievable engagement. It's almost like 1-to-1 the number of likes that you have.
Yeah, in fact, I was looking at it yesterday. We were at about 90% engagement off that. Normally, we're about 150%, so I don't know what we're messing up with.
Well, I wasn't going to point out the fact that it was down a little bit, but
yeah.
Yeah, but I do. And I keep an eye on it. It's insane. You guys have great engagement.
The industry average is less than 5%, so that just gives you a feel. Yeah. And I'll tell you what we do is original content is key, and so we're always posting upbeat, you know, positive, hope generating posters with dad's quotes and other great quotes on there. And when we post them, a lot of times we create a new poster every time, even though the quote may have been up there before, we put it on a new poster, a new background, so that all the engines out there look at it and go, ah, this is original content. And then we make it very engagement friendly, where our people comment and then they comment to each other. And that's just a great strategy. If you're a small business owner and you want to use and leverage social media, there's nothing like original content that's uplifting and adds value to the person who's on your page.
Yeah, I love Zig quotes. And I'm sure you guys are probably still making new quotes here these days. But speaking of, do you have a quote for us today? I'd like to hear a good quote.
Okay, well, here's a Tom Ziegler quote. What you feed your mind determines your appetite.
Mm. So, Tom, you have to tell the story, because it was at a Nourish the Dream event in Phoenix when I first heard you say this. That was 2 years ago. I can't believe that was 2 years ago.
I know.
Yeah, so can you tell us the story? Because you have a story that goes along with this quote.
Yeah, I'll tell you the story. So there's a couple of stories. The background story is that Dad's, one of my favorite quotes from my dad was, you are what you are and where you are because of what's gone in your mind. And you can change what you are and you can change where you are by changing what goes into your mind. And that really, if you want to talk about hope, if you're listening to this, wow, there's so much hope in that statement, because if you're not happy with where you are, that's okay. Because where you are is just a sum total of everything that you know, that's gone into your mind, that you've accepted into your mind. And if you're not happy with that, then what you need to do is change what goes into your mind. So you need to start listening to more podcasts like this. You need to associate with the right kind of people, business owners who are on a mission, your support group who wants to see you win, reading the right kind of books. Listen to Automobile University, as Dad called it. I really recommend Zig Ziglar if you're going to do that.
Oh, man, can't beat it.
You start changing the stuff that goes into your mind. So I looked at that quote, and I've kind of been on a lifelong journey to lose 50 pounds, in which I've done. I've still got a few more to go. But what I realized is that whenever I would read information about healthy living, you know, what kind of food is good for you and those kind of things, my appetite changed. I started wanting those kind of foods. And so I changed that quote up to say, what you feed your mind determines your appetite. So it's literal and figurative. And so a few years ago, David, I was in Atlanta, and I said that quote, and this lady in the back of the room jumps up and she says, that's just like NASCAR. And of course, I thought, that's crazy. How could that quote be like NASCAR?
Oh, my goodness.
So I called her out. I said, you're going to have to explain that. So she says, well, in NASCAR, you go around the track, right? And you're going 185, 190 miles an hour, and your eyes have to look where you want the car to go. Mm. If you look at the wall, you hit the wall, right? Because you're going so fast that if you ever take your eyes off where you want the car to go and you look at the wall, you're going to hit it. Well, isn't that life? You know, we go through life saying, don't eat that, don't say that, don't do that. And what do? We eat that, we say that, and we do that.
It's true.
My premise is in life and in business, especially for people who are starting their own business, don't focus on what you don't want to do, because that's what's going to happen. Instead, focus on exactly what you are going to do. You know, I am going to get my website search engine optimized. I am going to start marketing every week to my customers. I am going to start asking for referrals. I am going to, and just build that list. And then you reinforce that with information that supports it. So, you know, marketing and sales, podcasts, information, CDs, books, everything that helps you grow the business. Start focusing on who you want to become, not what you don't want to do.
And that's a wrap right there.
Yeah, really.
And this has been awesome. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
And that's how it is every time I talk to you.
Well, you know, I got to
publish.
I just got to jump in on it, because this is something I talked to. I have eight children, Tom, and six of them are boys. And I'm always trying to impress upon them not to fill their mind with the wrong music, the wrong TV shows, the wrong movies, et cetera, because you fill up all your mind with that junk, then that's what you have in your mind. And of course, not to go all biblical on us here, but there's pretty good scripture on that. You know, in Philippians, finally, brothers, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, if there's anything excellent and praiseworthy, think on these things. You know, and if we think on those things, we fill our mind with those things, then that's the way we look at the world, and that's the way we act, as opposed to the junk that the other stuff puts in us. And so I'm going to make the first part of this podcast mandatory listening in the house.
So, Tom, your dad did such a powerful job of conveying those ideas to people. I always remember Automobile University being a big part of his talks, and of course, it was great for him to teach that. This week, I think it was, Google announced that something like 535 million hours are lost every day to driving cars. And of course, they're hoping to solve that with self-driving cars, but 535 million hours a day are those hours opportunities for people to do exactly what you're describing right now.
Absolutely. And Dad, actually, there's a study done on it. If you listen to informational, educational, and inspirational content while you're driving a car and you live in a normal metropolitan area, in 4 years of your normal average driving, you can get the equivalent of 3 years of college education. That's how much time we spend in the car. And so if you're going to live, if you've been living in your city and you're happy with it, you've been there for 10 years and you think, hey, I'm going to live another 10 years from now, and you'd like to like speak another language. Well, in 3 years, every time you got in a car, if you just put on a CD or hooked your iPhone up to the Bluetooth speaker and you started learning another language, you could speak another language in 3 years and it wouldn't take any extra time of your life.
Man, that's powerful stuff. And you can also think about being intentional with that, because like, what do? You know, we throw on the music station or the talk radio station or whatever else it is. And I've gotten to where right now I don't have an iPhone, but I hook up my Android device every time I get in the car and I'm listening to a podcast or I'm listening to something that adds value to what I do. And of course, I have the privilege of walking to my office from my bedroom every morning. So I don't.
That's a, not a long commute. I have the same commute. I like it.
Yeah, I don't actually commute anymore at all. But I, you know, anytime I'm in the car, I'm using the time wisely. So Tom, you guys have lots and lots of material for business teams and business owners to learn from that your dad generated during his lifetime. Is that right?
I do. Just, you know, enormous amounts of stuff. In fact, I get one or two books a week sent in for us to review and go over. You know, did you ever hear Dad say he was a lifelong learner?
I did.
Okay. He actually said that almost everywhere he went to speak, because it was so important to him. He spent 3 hours a day studying and researching. Hmm. 3 hours a day for over 40 years of his life.
Wow.
He did that. And the reason he did it was real simple, is he was looking for information that he could go and share with other people that would benefit them. But at the end of the day, who do you think the big winner was in that?
Hmm. So how does that, you know, I'm thinking about that because I actually use that phrase, and I wonder how many phrases have invaded our vocabulary that come from Zig Ziglar that we don't know came from there.
Yeah, I have a question. There's a song, "The First Day of the Rest of Your Life," and isn't that a ripoff of Zig's? Wasn't Zig that came up with that?
Today's the first day of the rest of your life.
Yeah,
could be.
Could be. I know we had a soundtrack done in the 80s from the Born to Win motivational singers.
So did you really?
There you go.
Oh man, it's classic, but it's really dated.
So along the lifelong learner track, you know, you're a small business owner listening to this podcast, and you think, well, I don't know, what do I need to know that? Talk to us about what value there is as a small business person to being a lifelong learner as a way of life.
Well, you've heard the quote that said, if you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always got. Mm-hmm. Right.
Or I wonder, where did that quote come from? Do you have any idea?
Is that 140 characters or less?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Well,
that's why they're big on
Abraham
Facebook.
Abraham Lincoln posted that one, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Or
posted
Ben,
that
Ben Franklin. Yeah. He's.
So there's another saying that says, if you keep doing the same thing over, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Right. I think Einstein or somebody said that.
Right.
But here's the reality. If you keep doing what you've always done, you're not going to keep getting what you've always gotten. You're going to get less.
Right. It's going to decline. Right? Yeah.
Technology, culture, globalization, the internet, social media, you know, just all the sources of input is accelerating at such a rapid pace that what used to work doesn't work anymore. We watch the algorithms on Facebook constantly, because it changes how much our posts get shared and commented on and liked and things like that. So that's just a small part of our business. So if you're a business owner and you're out there and you're saying to yourself, you know what, I want to create a vehicle, which is my business. The only reason I'm in business is it's a vehicle to help me achieve my lifelong dreams, right? The only reason I'm doing this business is to achieve my dream. Well, if your dream's worth achieving, that means that on the dashboard of your vehicle, you've got to be looking at the key indicators. And the key indicators are constantly changing. The advertising you used to do, the marketing you used to do, the products and services you used to offer, they may have worked a year ago or 5 years ago. They're not necessarily going to work today. So how are you going to get ahead of the curve? It's by learning new information. It's by getting input from the outside of what is working, what other people are doing well, and finding and exploiting the new niches that are out there that people need help with.
Hey, Tom, have you heard of the term FOMO, which is fear of missing out?
I think so, but I'm going to say you're the first one that brought it up officially to
well,
me.
Well, and I'll kind of go somewhere with it. I won't just leave it there. But okay. For me, that's an issue I deal with because I understand the importance of information and having a good, solid intake, but I have a massive intake funnel, and it's coming from so many different sources, and they're good. I mean, they're definitely curated. They're things that I choose specifically to do, but there's so much of it that it sometimes gets overwhelming, and I don't know if it's that fear of missing out thing, and it's obviously my generation probably more than everyone else at this table, but do you have any recommendations for someone like me who has maybe too many intakes, but I'm getting a lot out of it, but sometimes it's just, well, I don't know. It's just a lot.
You need to sift a lot.
Right.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm lucky and blessed to have a lot of great relationships, and I'm friends with a guy named Seth Godin, who you guys have probably heard of.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, come on.
I'm joking.
We need a sarcasm ding for you that goes off.
I'm sorry.
All right. So, yes, we love Seth Godin.
I had a conversation with him several years ago, and he made this comment, which just stuck with me. He said, you know, the Internet's about information. And the sad part is there's way too much information out there. Right. We can't get it all. And he said, but what everybody is desperately seeking is a trusted filter. Right. So in other words, you could get 100 inputs on social media an hour if you wanted to.
Truly.
But what you've really got to do in any position in any business, if you've got to take the time to say, OK, here are the three or four filters that I'm going to trust when it comes to expertise on social media, because there is no way that you can monitor every input that comes in. Let those filters be that. Now, if it's your business, you might need to, you know, have hundreds of inputs. But if you're running a business, who's going to be your trusted filter when it comes to how do I systemize my business, or how am I going to pay my staff, or how am I going to launch a new product in my industry? So you're going to want to look for just a few inside experts who you consider a trusted filter. And then you have high requirements for that trusted filter. Do they have a long track record of reputation and integrity and trust? Do they have results that you can point to? Do they have a long track record of results? And so once you add those things up, then you can bring in new information in your area of expertise that you want to hone, but you have these trusted filters that you're counting on for the different areas. That way you're not overwhelmed.
Any tips on finding good filters or good curators is the term I hear more often.
Yeah, good curators. You've just got what I call it. Bob Bodine wrote The Power of Who, which is a fantastic book. And so what you want to do is look at your existing who network, people you know, like, and trust already, your friends, the people who have your back, and just start saying, who do you trust for information in different categories and why? And you just start building that out. So in the financial world, I'll just tell you that Dave Ramsey is my trusted filter. I kind of test any information I get against what he says. When it comes to marketing and what's going to happen in the future and cultural positional things, Seth Godin is my guy. And so when I hear new things that are kind of in his category, I test it against what he said. So you've got to just seek out people who you trust already and ask who they trust. If Seth says, I trust this person or this group, then I'm pretty much about 90% in.
So can I ask a follow-up on that? And this is, my company, we do a lot of political consulting also. And in the politics and issues and public policy realm, there's increasing amount of silo effect in information, news organizations, et cetera. And one of the concerns that I've had is that if people just – In other words, you're talking about, you know, your trusted friends, and that's exactly what I do. You have people you trust, and Dave Ramsey is certainly one of them on the financial issues. But if you are, if you just talk to like people in your own circle, your own understanding, do you just create your own silo, and do you end up a little bit of learning from and preaching to the choir effect? Is that a danger beyond the political realm and public policy realm, or do you think that that's mostly would be mostly just an issue in that area?
Well, you trust the people within your own circle, then you ask who they trust, and hopefully they are relying on credible, world-recognized experts like a Ramsey or a Godin. Mm-hmm. So you go up a level, if you know what I mean. So it's not just, hey, this is my experience from this small area. It's, hey, I get a lot of my information from so-and-so, and look at what he's done, you know. Eight books and papers and all over the world, and this is what they believe in this area. So you're extending the circle out a little bit beyond just people in your own kind of peer group.
So Tom, you guys have, as an organization over the last several years, really made a big transition into becoming a good filter and a good curator for business owners, and that wasn't always the case. It seems like the Ziegler name and the Ziegler team, you guys were at one time really known for serving really, really big companies, and but you seem to have really kind of made an intentional effort to start to begin to serve smaller companies. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. Gosh, I guess it was about 5 years ago now, maybe 4.5 years ago. My sisters and I, we went on a field trip, so to speak, and we went to meet with a consultant, and this consultant's expertise was looking at all the assets that a business has and then finding out the hidden opportunity, you know, the one area that you really should be capitalizing on that you aren't. So we spent 13 hours in a room, all of us, and we put every asset that Ziegler has, the brand, the reputation, the products, the services, customers, everything that we had. And about 3/4 through the day, he came back and he said, well, I've got the direction I think you should really focus on. It's a huge, huge opportunity for you. And he painted a picture of small business owners literally who are under 5 million in revenue, probably under 25 employees, really the backbone, bread and butter of our country. And he said, here's what I think. I think that the culture, the values of Ziegler, what you stand for, honesty, integrity, hard work, bootstrap, sales-oriented, optimistic, family-based, traditional values, Judeo-Christian values, this group of people needs the support and help that Ziegler has offered for, you know, decades. But they need it in a way that they can easily take into their existing business. So not only do they need sales and leadership, which you guys are really strong in, and personal development and family, but they also need help in operations and administration and marketing and systemizing a business. In other words, not just the foundational principles that you need to have, but the actual how-to, step-by-step process of how do you put these things in place. And so that's when we started. About 4 years ago, we developed a partnership with Howard Partridge. He's our exclusive small business coach. And I've done David, I'd say probably over 75 workshops around the world, from Australia to the UK to all over the US, for small business owners specifically, on how to create that balance of the personal life and the professional life, your business that you own, and then how to systemize those businesses. Because isn't that the dream we all have? We started our business with a dream to create this place that would be like Nirvana, right? It would be like paradise, where we would go in and we would have all the freedom to do what we wanted to do in the best way we could. And we would have vacations anytime we wanted it, and all the headaches would be gone because we're our own boss. And then one day, you know, about three weeks into that dream, we're like, wait a second, I've got overhead and rent and payroll and benefits and, you know, all this stuff that I got to handle. And then that's where the reality of being a business owner takes place. Well, the reality is you can have everything you set out to, but you've got to be very intentional how to do it. And that's what we've done with our business programs that we've launched.
And, you know, I will say this. I've had the thrill of being in several of those small business workshops that you and Howard have done. And they're always, I mean, even hearing what's largely the same body of content more than once now, because I've been to the several of the same, you know, type of event, every single time I go, I am pulling something out of what you guys share in that one-day workshop that I just absolutely need to implement. So they're really fantastic. But more importantly, I was just telling the guys before we sat down today with our interview with you about visiting one of the events that is full of people who have been through the coaching, the Ziegler small business coaching that Howard and the gang run, and that you're always, of course, involved in as well. And meeting business owner after business owner who has this phenomenal story to tell, and pardon the use of the word phenomenal there, but they have phenomenal stories to tell about their growth and how that they have, you know, through systemizing their businesses, they've achieved profitability. They have more time with their families, all those things that are kind of part of the big dream, which is why we got into business to begin with, like you were saying. So it's not just that, you know, you guys are sharing good content, but there's real measurable, quantifiable results being achieved in story after story. So congratulations on making that change. And I want to just say thank you for just the sake of being somebody who's been in the events. Thank you for doing it.
Oh, my pleasure. It's been awesome. There's no greater joy than when you share with the business owner the systems and the processes that they can implement that'll change their business from kind of, you know, almost being like a slave to your business to all of a sudden sitting in the driver's seat where you've got a turnkey business. And then they take those same principles that we teach at the business owner level and they teach their whole team these things. And so you can see not just one person being changed, but the gratifying part is that all of the family members involved and all of the team members involved, their lives are changed as well, because we're teaching people how to fish, not just giving a fish.
All right, so let's talk about changed lives for a minute. You know, we unfortunately lost your dad just over 2 years ago in November, and of course that was just a terrible loss. But you guys, having started this new effort a couple years prior to that happening, you guys had already really started to make a real significant headway in this direction. But in your dad's lifetime, over 40 years, is that right, of public speaking? Would that be fair to say?
Oh, yeah, over 50 years.
Over 50 years. So, and it, what's the number? Is it like 250,000 people that it's estimated that he impacted?
Yeah, 250 million people.
Okay, I need to add a zero.
Yeah, 250,000,000.
A 250,000,000 people potentially impacted by your dad during his life. And that doesn't even begin to address a number of people that he's continuing to impact because of the work you're doing now. So what's going on? Let's talk about what's happening with respect to the Ziegler legacy and how you guys are sort of carrying that on today.
All right. Well, a little over a year ago, we started a program called Ziegler Legacy Certification. And what we did is we took three of our legendary programs that Dad really he built and he created, and it was the core of whatever he went and spoke on. And the three programs were goal setting and achieving, building winning relationships, and building the best you, which is really personal development, attitude, and motivation. And we took those three core programs and we created leaders guides and student guides. And then we offer a certification course where somebody can come through and then go out and they're able to not only train those and facilitate them, but also sell them if they choose. So through that, we've had over 95 people come through and become certified, 12 different countries. We're in Nigeria, we're in China, we're in Australia. In fact, I'm putting together a tour right now where I'm going to Australia and they're going to have me in Papua New Guinea. I can't believe I'm going to Papua New Guinea. That's going to be awesome. But all these countries all over, and people are being equipped to carry the Ziegler legacy with them to teach these life-changing materials. And it really is the culmination, or, you know, the process of achieving a huge dream, which is this. We know that Dad's message changes lives, and he was an awesome messenger, you know, maybe one of the best that ever walked on stage as far as speaking ability goes. But the reality is we can't be everywhere at the same time. We can't be in Darwin, Australia, right? Or Beijing or these different places where we have certified trainers now. And so when a certified trainer comes in and they get certified and they take this message back, they're reaching people that we could never reach. And they're not only in that process are they reaching new people and changing lives, but they're able to build their own business and grow in ways that is really beneficial to them and their community. So the people who've come through have been, you know, obviously there's been speakers and trainers and coaches and consultants who've come through, but we've had business owners and nonprofits and people from large organizations like Walmart have come through, and they train these same programs inside. In fact, just this week I was in, where was I this week? Oh yeah, Nashville. One of our Ziegler Legacy certified trainers, Jimmy Hiller, he has Hiller Plumbing, Heating, and Air. He has a huge organization, started off small like businesses do. Now he has almost 400 employees as he acquires other heating, air, and plumbing groups. He trains his whole staff on these programs internally. And so he's using these materials as the backbone of the culture to build. And he was at our event, and he had over 30 of his people attend our event on Tuesday on our U.S. tour that we're doing right now. So it's hugely gratifying to us to know that some people want to take this information back to their own company. Some people want to make a business out of it. They want to go out and speak and train and work with others. So it's been huge.
Where would a business person go if they were interested in the Ziegler Legacy certification program? What do you have coming up?
We teach the courses right here in our headquarters in Plano. We teach them 4 or 5 times a year. The next class is almost full. It's March 16th through the 20th. So you'll probably, if you're interested in coming, you'll want to make sure that you get contact us right away and call us at 800-527-0306 or go to Ziegler.com and find out about it. But our next class is in July. And since we already talked about Facebook, we are constantly posting on Facebook. You know, maybe once or twice a week, we'll put a post up about a free webinar where you can learn all about it from right where you are to figure out if it's a fit for you. But the Zig Ziglar fan page is a great place for that as well on Facebook.
So that phone number one more time was 800-527-0306.
And, absolutely.
Ziegler.com. So yeah. Let's talk about the documentary because, you know, I know that there are people listening to this show today who may know the Ziegler name. They may know that Zig Ziglar is the author of all these amazing quotes, but they may not have had the opportunity like so many of us did. And I know at least a couple of us at this table made it to, as I sit here with our whiz kid, he may not have done this, but we made it to one of those massive stadium events with 30 to 75,000 people. And your dad just lighting the room on fire from the stage. But let's talk about, for the people who don't know who Zig is, what are you guys doing to help tell the story?
Well, this is how it came about. It's interesting. You know how when one person tells you something, you know, you kind of like it. And when two people tell you something, you start to like it more than when three come and tell you separately. Then you think, wow, that must be a really good idea. In about 3 months, we had three different groups of people come to us and say, you guys should do a documentary on Zig Ziglar for all of eternity, for the generations to come. We need to memorialize and leave something behind for the next generation that says, this is who Zig Ziglar was. And by the time the third one came in, we were listening hard. Now the challenge is it's not a little thing, a little project that you do. I mean, this is a TV, a movie quality documentary where you travel around the world getting interviews from not only, you know, huge names that everybody would recognize who were impacted by Dad, but also by everyday people whose lives were turned around, you know, people who may be known in their community, but outside of that, they're not well known. And so we started putting together a plan. We've got an Emmy award-winning documentary person who's spearheading it, and we're raising the funds to do this documentary through Kickstarter. And just the reason we're doing it through Kickstarter is very interesting. Between our Facebook community and our fans and everything, we feel like that this needs a grassroots effort. You know, Dad is all about good news, and unfortunately, that doesn't make the primetime news, right?
Truly.
Because it seems like that's all about bad news. So through Kickstarter, we are basically rounding up all of our friends of Ziegler and asking them to say, hey, do you want to support this documentary? Our goal is to find 1,000 friends who would be willing to contribute $250 each, because that's our minimum that we need. We need $250,000 to do this documentary. If we raise more, believe me, we have places to spend it. It'll make it everything even better. The benefit, though, is that the rewards that come back, whatever level of contribution that you come in, whether you come in at $5 or $250 or $1,000 or, you know, like we have 10 different levels or so, whatever you do, you're going to get far more value and benefit than the investment that you make in this program because of the materials that you're going to receive because of it. But in a nutshell, the documentary is simply this. Zig Ziglar was born at a time, you know, just before the Great Depression in Lower Alabama. He moved to Yazoo City with his family when he was only about 3 years old, and then his father died when he was 5. So here he is. He was raised by a single mom with a fifth grade education in Yazoo City, Mississippi, during the heart of the Great Depression. In school, he never did well. As Dad would say, he was in the top part of the class that made the top half possible. Right. And then, you know, growing up, he didn't have to start work until he was 6 years old. Literally. I mean, he started selling peanuts on the corner when he was 6. And as time went on, he went into the military right out of high school. He got out of the military, did a little bit of college, and never graduated from college. Got his first job in sales. And for 2.5 years, he didn't sell anything. Well, he did. He sold his car. He sold his furniture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
The cannibalizing sales.
That's a good transition there. I think there are some business owners who can identify with that story. Yeah.
And then somebody came to him, his mentor named P.C. Merrill, at one of the events. And P.C. Merrill came up to him, put his hands on his shoulders at a break, and he said, Zig, in all my years, I've never seen such a waste. But if you believed in yourself and went to work on a regular schedule, you could be a champion. And so for whatever reason, Dad believed him. He believed him because he respected him. He believed him because he trusted him. And that was the moment where he decided that he was going to do everything in life he could to figure out what it meant to believe in himself. And he decided and committed to go to work on a regular schedule, which for his business was door-to-door sales, meaning he would knock on the door at 9 a.m. Well, that year, 1 year after that, in that year, he finished number 2 out of 7,000 salespeople. He'd never been in the top 5,000 the previous 2.5 years, and he goes from nobody to number 2 out of 7,000 because of that belief. And then, of course, his career took off after that, and then several years later is when he started speaking, and then 1972, he had a huge another leap when he committed his life to Christ and became a Christian. But the point of this whole documentary is this. If Zig can, you can. Because it's a message of hope. It's a message of overcoming. It's a message of not doing well in school and growing up, you know, poorer than dirt and not having the background that you would think that somebody like him would need to have. And yet through choices that he made and work ethic that he put into it, he was able to achieve what almost everybody would say is an unbelievable career. He left an incredible legacy, and the legacy still grows. And so for those people who are listening whose life has been impacted by Zig in any way, do you want to help carry that message on to your kids and their and your grandkids and to your community and so on? The documentary is a way where you can participate because it's going to be just that life-changing message that we all want our generations of kids to have for years to come.
Is the subtitle of it, If Zig Can, You Can? Because that's really good.
Yeah, it's just called Zig the Documentary, but okay. I call it If Zig Can, You Can.
Yeah, I can see why.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, Tom, the Kickstarter is not yet open as of today when we're recording. Now, you know, people may be listening after the fact, of course. We're going to publish this episode. When does the Kickstarter launch? And for those that are trying to make sure that they don't forget to get involved and are hearing it before it launches, where can they go to make sure they get notified when the Kickstarter opens up?
Well, actually, it just now launched.
Did it really?
Yeah, it launched while we were on the air.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so, no way.
How cool is that?
Yeah. Hey, that's great, Tom.
So cool to be a part.
Yeah, really.
Okay, so where do we
go? You heard it here first.
Well, the links that I'm looking at are fairly long.
Oh, can you pop it into Bud URL or something real quick and give us something?
Let me just go try something real quick.
Okay, because we can always edit after the fact the audio here if we have to, but it'd just be really cool to have a link from you right now.
Absolutely.
While we're on. So that is really cool. So I can think of no other message that could potentially have a greater impact than the kind of message that you just identified, Tom, which is, if Zig can, you can. I mean, all of the hardships and all of the other things that he was facing. And it wasn't just, he went to work at the age of 6, but single mom, how many kids did she have?
She had 12. Dad was the 10th of 12.
So single mom raising 12 kids in the Great Depression.
Yep. Wow.
That's why you send your 6-year-old, to work.
She had a 5th grade education.
That's
okay, so I got your Bud URL now.
All right, let's hit me with it.
BudURL.com/Zig Doc, D-O-C.
All right, so folks, you heard it here first. BudURL.com/Zig Doc, and this Kickstarter has launched early. Because I think I had it in my brain at least that it was going to be launching on Monday. You've already got 4 backers, Tom, right here while we're sitting here.
March 1st is the official launch, but we have a special early launch for Friends of Zig. So you'll want to go check it out in case there's a level that you want to get involved with that could sell out. So not everything is unlimited. So
fantastic. All right. So I know that we just lost our audience because they're all at budurl.com/zigdoc. But that is just really, really awesome stuff. So, Tom, let's talk about this for a minute. First of all, I think everybody listening needs to go fund this Kickstarter project because not only is it a powerful message that you can share, but it's also going to benefit you because there's some really, really exciting goodies that you can get that you can use. And one of those packages, Tom, has a batch of the very types of images you were talking about earlier that can be shared on social media. So if you're listening to this today and you're thinking, well, I don't have the ability to create these powerful images to share on Facebook, the original content Tom was talking about earlier, hey, go grab the Kickstarter package because you'll be able to download some that you can share right away. And I'm guessing, Tom, these are images that are proven to work.
Yep, they are. They're ones that we've actually used on our site and have gotten thousands of likes and shares. The main thing, though, is that you're going to create a value proposition whenever you share it. People are going to see what you stand for, what you like, and the credibility goes with the Ziglar name. And really, I think the investment is just worth you reading that quote yourself. I mean, when you think about it, when you start reading those things over and over again, it starts to change you. And what's the value of that? It's priceless.
Yeah, there's no way to put a value on that. So, Tom, what are some of the other things? Let's do a quick rapid fire. What are some of the things that a business owner in 2015 should be doing to grow their business that they may or may not already be doing? I mean, what are you guys seeing with your coaching and with the training that you do and with the businesses you're working with that are being really, really successful today? What are the kinds of things that you would recommend that a business owner and their team be looking at?
Well, there's a couple of things that I love, and I'll speak just kind of broadly, but Howard Partridge, who's our exclusive business coach, he works one day a month in his service business, and he has over 40 employees in that business.
So he owns the business. There are 40-some-odd employees, and he only works one day a month.
Right, and this is how he does it. Every day he gets a snapshot report that tells him how many leads came in, how many service calls were made, and how many upsells were made on those service calls. So when you think about that, he's got the heartbeat of his business right there on his fingertips every day. And so because of his experience in the business, he can tell if the marketing is working and going up or if he's getting fewer leads. He can tell if the sales force is engaged because the upsells are there, right? If those numbers start to track sideways or go down a little bit, it's his wake-up call that he needs to go back in and start meeting with the leadership team. So as long as that's going good, he has a monthly meeting with his leaders, and they plan out the next 30, 60, 90 days. They plan all the marketing. They put together all the sales promos and things that they want to do, and that's how he manages it. So if you are starting your own business and it's growing, you want to find out what are the key indicators that tell you on a daily basis, is my business heading in the right direction or in the wrong direction? Now, that'll be your clue to take action.
Can you help paint a vision for me here? Because honestly, one day a month of working doesn't sound attractive to me. It may sound attractive to others. But what does that allow him to do? You said he's got about 400 people working for him, which is massive.
I think
it's 40
employees. He has
40.
Okay, I obviously misunderstood that.
We're having problems with zeros today, yeah. Tom. I'm losing them, and Josh is gaining them.
That's okay.
We'll even it out eventually. So what does he do with his time, or what else is he able to accomplish? Because I'm sure he's not just spending that time, you know, sipping pina coladas on the beach.
He has three other businesses.
Of course he does.
Yeah,
right.
So this is just one.
One of which is being the Ziegler exclusive certified small business coach. So he's actually teaching lots and lots of other business people how to do what he did.
So his passion that takes most of his time is he loves to do conferences and events and coaching for business owners. So he's got a whole nother business. The Inner Circle is what we call it. And in the Inner Circle, we have several hundred small business owners, and we're teaching constantly the systems that Howard has put together, the programs that Ziegler has created. And so Howard spends a lot of his time in doing that, because his passion is actually getting up in front of a room and training and teaching and seeing business owners, the light bulbs come on where they get their life back. You know, as you know, there's nothing more engaging to you as an individual when you can help somebody else be, do, or more than they thought possible. So that's where a big majority of his time is going. But a true business owner, a true entrepreneur, you know, they're not going to say, wow, it's turnkey, now I'll do nothing. No, they're going to go conquer the next hill. So your business may be one location and you get that turnkey. Now you can focus on either how to grow that, so you put all your energy in sales and marketing, or how to open up new locations, how to bring in more people. So you can focus on the things that grow your dream rather than just the day-to-day operation of your dream.
All right, so the first lesson you gave was to figure out what are the key metrics that should be monitored and monitor those so you can take action. What's one really good, super quick marketing tip? Could be online, could be offline, that you think a business owner in 2015 should be capitalizing on.
Well, this is kind of a people to people marketing thing that anybody can do. We have a thing called the performance formula, and what the performance formula says is that performance is actually a formula. And the formula is this: attitude times effort times skill equals performance. So when you look at your team members, when you look at yourself, your attitude times your effort times your skill is going to tell you what your result's going to be.
Wait. We got a couple of formulas here. So effort times skill equals performance was the first one?
No, it's attitude.
Okay.
Times effort.
Oh.
Times skill equals performance.
Okay, see, okay. Attitude times effort times skill equals performance. Okay, great. Sorry to interrupt.
Right. And I'm just going to, since we've only got a minute, it's real simple. If you've got somebody who's kind of nervous or scared, or they got, you know, their attitude's not very good, they're not confident, their attitude level's a one. If they're not doing any work, if you haven't given any work to them, their effort's a one. And if they haven't been trained, their skill level's a one. So one times one times one equals one, right? Well, now let's say you bring them in and you give them confidence, their attitude goes to a two, and you give them some work to do, their effort goes to a two, and you train them, their skill goes to a two. So two times two times two is eight, right?
Mm-hmm. So you have geometric growth with this.
Yeah, right. But here's the problem: is attitude is everything. So what happens to an equation when one of the integers goes negative?
Yeah, the whole thing dumps.
Right. So when their attitude goes negative, negative 2 times 2 times 2 is a negative 8.
Whoa.
Or even just a 0.
Well, a zero would be better at that point. Right.
Yeah, that's why everyone. The studies will say that if you have a negative team member,
oh man,
or if the owner is negative, it's more profitable and more cost effective for that person to stay home with pay, with the provision that they call no one, no customer, no prospect, or no team members, than it is to have them come into work and spread that attitude.
Yeah, because that negativity is like a poison in the system.
And that's where the severance package was invented. We'll pay you to go away.
Mm-hmm. And it's backwards the way we bring people on, right? We hire somebody, and what do we focus on first? Their skill. Then the second thing we focus on is how much work we give them, right? How much are you doing? And then the third thing we focus in on is their attitude. What we should do is reverse that. We should first focus 100% on their attitude, right? Because if their attitude is through the roof positive, then they're going to be inspired and they're going to want to work hard and learn new skills. And then there's another level that we talk about, and that's this. There's actually another level of performance, and that's people who are threes. Their attitudes are three, their efforts are three, and their skills are three. Two people are the average out there. And two say, well, my attitude depends on my boss, the weather, the traffic, whatever. My effort is just however much work they give me. And the skill is whatever kind of training they provide. But we know this statistically. We know that the top 5% of any industry will out-earn everybody else 4, 5, 6, 7 times to one. And why is that? Well, it's simple. You see, they go to a three on their attitude, which simply means they own their attitude. They have a perfect, fantastic, optimistic attitude because they own it. Nobody's going to tell them that they're going to have a bad day. They're going to have a great day no matter what. Their effort, hey, the boss may give me this amount of work, but I'm going to go look for more. I'm going to go study in our industry who is doing the most amount of work and how are they getting it done. I'm going to constantly look for ways to pitch in and help. And on skills, man, it's fantastic that the company provides training, but I'm going to go online. I'm going to study on my own. I'm going to go to seminars on my own. I'm going to learn in the car on my own. I'm going to read books on my own. In other words, my skill is not limited to whatever the company provides. Well, when you got a 3 times a 3 times a 3, their performance is a 27. And so as a business owner, the simple tip on marketing is this. Start with attitude. Because when the attitude's right in your company, everything else raises. And two, demonstrate that you're a 3, a 3, and a 3. You own your attitude. You're always looking for more work. And you're always getting more training for yourself.
And with that, Tom, thank you. Wow. I mean, that's a lot to digest.
That is terrific.
Is that good?
Just you got to come back on the show, Tom. I've got like 4 questions here and you know, the David Johnson keeps waving me off over here saying we gotta wrap it up. So
well, I'm thinking that Zig Ziglar isn't the only one that came up with a lot of great quotes.
Oh, I know. He's inspired other people to come up with great
Yeah,
quotes.
Like maybe his son.
Like his son, exactly. So so Tom, as CEO of Ziglar, where can someone find you?
Oh, several places at Ziglar.com. I'm on Twitter at Tom Ziglar. And I have a fan page on Facebook, Tom Ziglar fan page. So those are the most likely places.
Good stuff. And of course, the big thing we want you to do today as a listener is get your hands on this documentary. Obviously, by funding the Kickstarter project, you'll be one of the people who gets the documentary, depending on which package you choose. But you can do that at budurl.com/zigdoc, Z-I-G-D-O-C. And Tom, thanks for sharing that URL with us. More importantly, thank you for sharing all of this content with us today. This has been really, really, really good.
Yeah, it's been fun. Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Tom.
We're glad to have you here, and we'll look forward to having you on. I think we should have him on again. What do you think? I mean, yeah. Tom, yeah. Tom, can we bug you to be back on with us?
You bet.
Oh, man, that'll be great. So I guess we're going to have to call it a wrap for today, guys. If you are listening today, we want to invite you to subscribe. Visit thegrowthshow.com. From there, you can find us with various places to subscribe. You can add us to your iTunes podcasts, Stitcher. You can add us via your RSS feed to virtually any kind of podcatcher that you might have. And my esteemed co-hosts you can find. Rod Thompson is at Rod_Thompson on Twitter. And Josh Muccio is at Josh Muccio. And don't forget, Thompson has no P in it.
Appreciate that.
Rodney.
Can't miss that part out. We'll look forward to having you with us next time for more great stuff on, about how you can grow your business right here on The Growth Show.
Thanks for listening to The Grow the Dream Show. We invite you to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. Get connected to our growing community, add your comments, ask questions, and listen to the archives on the web at growthedream.com/show.